Dave, Wycofsky, I think is selling short. I think he's better man in there than you seem to. I think he is getting rebounds. He did tap in a few during the first half, and his size has to scare some people in there.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Now I'll turn it over to Scott for the play-by-play action.
Thanks very much, Dave. The starters for Harvard are the same guys who started the ball game: Bellard, Johnson, Wycofsky. Oh, I'm sorry, Gallagher is in there, along with Royer. Knuth not in the game. Starters are the same for Williams. They've been the whole game. But controlled by Harvard, given over to Royer. Royer to Johnson, going to the left. Over to Beller outside. Over to Gallagher in the right-hand corner. He comes left, out to the top of the circle. Tries to get it inside to Wycofsky, tipped away by Drummond, controlled by Healy. Captain J brings the ball up over the timeline, dribbles between two men, drives all the way down the lane, pass to Drummond. Oh, and he's snuffed beautifully in there by the high leaper, Johnson. Johnson proceeds to throw the ball out of bounds. Williams' ball. He was looking for Beller coming down the left sideline. 34-24, early moments of the second half. Irvin inbounds to Travers. Travers moves to the right. Back out to Irvin. Irvin calls the play. He comes right, looking to the inside. Hits Unnerecker in the inside. Unnerecker inside to Healy, who hooks it in for two. 36-24. Jay Healy with that left-handed hook that catches so many people unawares. Johnson brings the ball across the timeline for Harvard. Over to Beller on the left-hand side. Back to Johnson. He moves right. Stops. Inside in there to Gallagher. Back outside to Beller. Over to Royer, who pops. In and out. Rebound controlled over there by Drummond. Finally picked up by Irvin, who brings the ball up court. Flips a long lead pass to Travers under the basket. Oh, goaltending will be called on Wycofsky that time. Travers laid the ball up against the glass. Wycofsky trapped it there. That's goaltending. 2 points for Dick Travers. 38-24. Williams in the lead. Ball brought up court by Beller. He moves right, picks his man, stops, pops, two. Basket is good, there's a foul underneath. Bill Drummond hit Wycofsky trying to get in position for a rebound.
Notice great leaping ability by Wycofsky that time. He got way up on the board, almost equivalent, I would say, to midway on the white stripe coming up on the glass. And he really got up there. It was really a stupid play on his part because the ball wasn't going in the basket from Travers' shot.
Gallagher makes the foul shot. That'll make it 38-27, Williams. Irvin brings the ball up court. Fakes across the timeline to Healy. Healy goes left, over to Travers, back to Healy on the left-hand side. Healy looking for a man, cutting through the middle. Finally tries to get the ball to Drummond. It's taken away by Johnson, gotten back by Drummond. Finally controlled by Beller, who takes it away from Drummond. Beller over to Gallagher on the left-hand side. Gallagher holds high, tries to hit Wycofsky, he misses the ball. Healy picks it up. Healy over to Irvin. Irvin coming across the timeline. Ball finally stolen back by Johnson. There's a scramble for it. And Healy over to Travers. Inside to Drummond, who hooks it out. Rebound Travers, no good. Tapped around. Finally tapped out of bounds by Gallagher. It'll be Williams' ball. Travers inbounding. He tries to get the ball in. Tries to get the ball into Unnerecker. Unnerecker over to Healy. Finally, Healy back to Unnerecker, out of bounds. One off Johnson, though, number 23 for Harvard. It'll be Williams' ball again. Unnerecker bringing the ball in. He flips the ball into Travers on the left-hand side. Travers over to Irvin. Irvin in the middle to Drummond. Drummond moves, fakes the hook, comes back, pops two. That's on Drummond. Moved to his right, fake the right-handed hook, came back, popped up with a short little chip shot jumper. Good for two, 40-27, Williams. Beller brings the ball across the timeline, gets it into Royer. Royer throws the ball out of bounds, way past Johnson. Tommy Irvin bringing the ball in. Irvin into Unnerecker, who moves right with it, down into the corner. Back out to Irvin. Irvin moves over to his left, dribbling outside the circle. Irvin stops, flips the ball into Drummond inside, quick turnaround, it's good. Irvin hit Unnerecker on a high post pass. Unnerecker turned around and popped it into court. Harvard calls timeout.
You can really sense it in the Williams team right now. They're starting to catch fire. They're starting to hit those boards and hit those quick passes and moving the ball around really snappily, which is what you have to do against a tough man-to-man. There's a lot of movement out there, which they haven't had. In the background, I'm being drowned out by the crowd, which is really going ape. They're stopping this chip down, and I don't know whether I'm being heard over the air. As I was saying, what you have to do against the man-to-man is really run the pattern well, run it very quickly, which in the early going, Williams seemed to be intimidated by the Harvard quickness on defense. Right now, they seem to feel, well, we're up by a few points. These guys aren't any greater than us, even though they're in the Ivy League. We can run our offense against them and run it well, and they're doing just that. Scott?
That's right, Dave. Williams certainly has gotten all of the confidence back that it must have gotten in its last game here in LaSalle, in which they scored over 100 points. Harvard brings the ball over the timeline to Johnson, in the corner to Royer, back to Johnson. Tries to get the ball inside. It's knocked away by Travers. Foul on Dick Travers on that play. He tried to reach around Gallagher, for whom the pass is intended. He hit him in the arm. That'll be a foul. Gallagher will be at the line for one shot.
We might add that Williams has switched back into a zone now. Whether they're switching defenses or not, we're not quite sure, but we're going to try and find out.
Gallagher makes the shot, 42-28, 17:08 remaining in the ballgame. Williams ahead. Irvin brings the ball across the timeline. Dribbles outside the key. Passes in the middle to Healy. Healy turns around, stops, pops, no good. Rebound taken by Unterrecker. He's snuffed under there. Ball goes to Travers. There's a whistle on the play. Jump ball. When Bill Unterrecker came down with that rebound, he was snuffed up there by Johnson. Johnson it is, Bob Johnson. This man is only 6'3", that I say only, next to Unterrecker's great height, and he gets up there every bit as high on that tap controlled by Johnson over Unterrecker. That guy can really leap. To Beller, who brings it down the left side. He passes out to Johnson, out by the top of the key. Beller gets the ball back. He moves in the middle. Tries to hit Gallagher over on the side. Ball knocked away by Drummond. Off of Gallagher. White ball. Irvin inbounds to Healy. Healy brings the ball up across the timeline. Dribbling around the outside. Over to Irvin. Way outside. Being picked up way outside. Into Unterrecker. By the top of the key. Over to Drummond in the corner. He shoots. No good. Off the rim. Rebound taken by Royer, who feeds the ball on a fast break to Beller. Beller moves down the middle. Hits Johnson coming over the right side for two. Pretty play. 42-30. Long lead pass for Healy. He's up. Lays it in. Jay Healy. Hurt ankle and all. And I think he was hurt on that play. He laid it up left-handed. Williams can't call timeout. Now they finally do. Harvard had the ball. They called timeout on the injury. Jay Healy racked hard down on the floor that time. Jay was hurt in the last game played here in LaSalle Gymnasium, in which Williams beat. Timeout right now. Great hand for the Williams team. They put forth a great effort here. Score 44-30. They picked up 4 points and a half, and they're shooting from the floor. It's over 50% for this half. They've scored 12 points. Harvard has scored two. Great hand for Jay Healy, who did play with an injured foot. He was on crutches just 3 days ago. Threw the crutches away, came out to practice yesterday, and he's given Williams a real solid 24 minutes of basketball here with 16:04 remaining in the game. People are still standing, applauding for Jay's great effort. It's Harvard's ball. Johnson bringing the ball in to Beller. Margraf has taken Healy's place at guard. Over to Johnson, the right side, back to Beller, over to Royer, who takes a long popper. Off the glass, rebound Johnson, good. 44-32, Williams up by 12 with 15:46 remaining in the game. Irvin and Margraf bringing the ball up court. Tommy holds the ball outside the key, flips into Travers, who turns, gives to Unterrecker for a turnaround jump shot. It's around and out. Rebound fought for Drummond, finally controlled by Drummond. He goes up with it, ball knocked away under there by Royer, fed out to Johnson on the fast break. They finally slow it down now. Johnson shows a fancy move over there to no avail. Over to Beller. Back to Johnson. Over to Royer. Back to Johnson. Inside the Wysokowski. Turn around for no. Off the rim. Taken off by Gallagher. Out to Johnson. Johnson looks inside for Wysokowski. He flips ball back out to Beller. Beller over to Royer. He stops. The ball is snuffed under there by Travers, who really went up in the air for it. And controlled by Bill Drummond. Margraf brings the ball across the timeline. Over to Irvin. Irvin holds the ball outside. Over to Travers on the left-hand side. Travers moves inside on the baseline. He's snuffed under there very neatly by Wysokowski. The ball knocked away very cleanly on an excellent play by the 6'10 sophomore. Ball into the corner to Gallagher. He moves the baseline, puts a nice move on Drummond and two. And suddenly it's 44-34. Williams up by 10, 14-33 to left in the ball game. Irvin brings the ball over to the middle line. He dribbles over to the left-hand side, over to Margraf. Margraf in the corner to Drummond, right corner. Back out to Irvin, who takes a long popper off the front of the rim, no good. Johnson pulls the rebound down, hits Beller on a long lead pass. Beller's up, no good. Margraf takes the rebound off the rim. Irvin just got a hand on Beller that time on the ball and just messed him up enough so that he missed that layup, which otherwise would have been uncontested. Margraf pulls the rebound down, brings it down to Drummond, to Unarecker off the rim from the corner. Beller controls the ball, but it's 1-on-4 as Williams shows a lot more hustle than Harvard getting down the floor this time. Beller over to Johnson outside the key. Johnson into Royer. Royer into Gallagher at the foul line. Royer back out to Beller. Beller tries a cross-court pass, tipped up in the air and end-controlled by Dick Travers, who gets it to Margraf, who brings it across the timeline. Over to Tommy Irvin. He dribbles the ball outside the key. Over to Margraf on the right side, back to Irvin. In the middle to Unarecker. He looks for the shot, doesn't have it. Over to Travers. Travers tries a pass into Unarecker. It's tipped away, controlled by Irvin of Williams. Travers into the corner. Drummond from the corner, no good, off the rim, and the rebound's brought down by Wyckowski. Williams' shooting has turned as cold as it was to open the game, in which they shot 2-for-10. Beller has the ball to Johnson on top of the key. Johnson dribbles in, past Royer to the corner. He stops, turns, feeds the ball into Gallagher for a shot. It's no good, and little Tommy Irvin comes up with the rebound in there. Good hustle by Tom Irvin. Takes it away from the big man, Gallagher. Irvin has the ball, throws it into Drummond, where he's hit from behind by Beller, number four. Back into the game now comes Jay Healy. Back in the game, big cheer for Healy. Must be remembered that last week he hurt his foot. It wasn't hurt too badly. The coach took him out of the game. He sat on the bench for a few minutes, and they put him back in the ball game. He said he wanted to try it out, even though the game was decided, and re-injured it and hurt it worse than it might have been. So we might watch out. I'm sure they're thinking, Snapper is thinking, just talking with the coach now about the same thing. That foul was on Beller. That's number four. Number four on Bob Beller, the captain of Harvard, a senior who's 5'11". Unarecker shoots it good, and it's 45-34. Williams up by 11 with 13:02 remaining in the ball game. New man in the game now, Norlander. Norlander and Great. Norlander passes over to Great. Back to Norlander. He moves around and picked by Wyckowski. Back out to Great on the right side. Over to Royer. Back to Great. Over to Wyckowski. He holds high. Flips the ball cross court to number 11, Norlander. Norlander back to Royer. He moves into the middle, stops, turns, no shot. Back to Norlander, who moves into the left-hand corner. He stopped very well. Shot blocked in there by Dick Travers. He's picked up some more to pick up where he left off in the last game. Ball flipped way back outside to Royer. Royer moves right. Flips the ball back outside to number 15. Great. Great to Norlander, and Harvard can't get anywhere near that bucket. Wyckowski holds high, flips inside, and it's lost. The ball is knocked out of the hands of number 5, Chris Gallagher. Jay Healy knocked it away. Gallagher touched it last. Williams ball. Familiar twosome of Healy and Irvin bringing the ball up court. Healy moves the ball across the timeline. It's now into Unarecker at the foul line. Unarecker back to Healy, back outside to Irvin. Irvin now moves to his left. Inside to Unarecker, who turns, shoots, around and out. Followed beautifully in there by number 24 for Williams. Excellent play by Charlie Knox, who snuck into the ballgame with Healy. I didn't even notice him. Great leaping sophomore. He's 6'3". He jumps a lot higher than that. Fine follow-up by Charlie Knox, number 24, for his first two big points of the night. 47-34 Williams. Wyckowski holds the ball at the foul line. He flips over to Royer, to Gallagher, who shoots. Around and out, followed beautifully in there by number 3, Wyckowski. Real fine tap-in effort. He crashed the boards and knocked that ball in. He got his elbow up by the rim. This guy can really jump for a guy as tall as he is. Irvin to Unarecker, over to Healy at the left-hand side. Healy in and out. Irvin crashes the boards, and there's a foul called. They've called it against Bill Unarecker, who hit Wyckowski from behind. Now into the game for Williams. Coming in for Charlie Knox, number 10. John Hewitt, another sophomore, and also being replaced is Dick Travers. Coming in for Travers under there was Drummond, who was out for Knox. I guess we could say Drummond came in for Knox. So the five in there now are Hewitt, Unarecker, Drummond, and Irvin and Healy. Wyckowski misses the foul shot, finally controlled by Tommy Irvin out to the side. Over to Hewitt. Hewitt comes up court. Irvin brings it in all the way to Healy on the left side. Healy stops, pops, two. 49-36. Williams back up by 13 with 10:56 to go in the ball game. Ball brought across by Great. Great gets it over to Norlander. Norlander to Royer. Royer back out to Great outside. Norlander moves right, stops, is in trouble, passes back out to Great. Norlander, long shot from the corner, is so wish. 49-38, 10:37 remaining. Jay Healy over to Irvin. Irvin's coming across the timeline. Over to Healy, the right side. Healy dribbles down to the corner, flips across court to Hewitt, who stops, two. John Hewitt, a 6'1 sophomore guard, pops two in to make it 51-38. Great to Royer, way outside. He stops, just misses the shot. Wykowski can't handle the rebound, puts it out of bounds. Wykowski can look so awkward at times and look so gracefully good as a basketball player at others. Irvin brings the ball across, flips it to Healy. Healy back to Irvin, way outside. Inside under record, he turns, shoots, two. 53-38 with 9:55 to go. Harvard inbounds. And Harvard wants timeout. Great roar from the Williams fans as this Williams team, who looked as though they might have been losing momentum when their shooting turned cold, came back to go ahead by 15 points, 53-38 with 9:48 to go in the ball game. Here to take you the last 9 minutes and 48 seconds of the game, the voice of Williams College basketball, Dave Snyder.
Thanks, Scott. I think the key to those last few minutes was Jay Healy coming back in the ball game. Materially, he didn't contribute that much, except he's got such poise out there, handles the ball so well, and really controls the offense so well. And you know, when you need some points, he's the man to get them. He just gives the boys confidence and is able to control this team. Without Healy, this team sort of disintegrates quite a bit. And even though they are a team, they're not just Healy as an individual. When he's in there, he gives them so much more. And that is really the reason for this opening up of the 15-point lead. Just been notified, Tommy Irvin has 4 rebounds in the second half, which is pretty amazing for a little guy. Inbounds pass to Great to Johnson in the corner on the left-hand side to Norlander to O'Neal back in the ballgame for Harvard. Harvard going from right to left in the corner. O'Neal with a jumper is around, no good. The rebound by Norlander, but he is called for pushing off underneath the bucket, and it appears that Healy, I guess, will be shooting the foul shot. 53-38, Williams out in front with 9:31 left to play. Jay will have one shot coming. The 1-1 isn't in effect yet. Off the board, no good. Rebound followed by Unterrecker on the left-hand side, no good. Stolen away by Drummond from Ryatowski, around and in! 55-38, and Williams opening up a 17-point lead, showing tremendous teamwork here, really demoralizing Harvard, I guess would be the term for it. Great, over the timeline to O'Neal, to Johnson in the corner, high looping pass to Wyatowski, low post left, back to Johnson, driving through the lane, turnaround hook shot, no good, to Wyatowski, follows, good. 55-40. Johnson throwing up quite a few moves up there to get that ball in the bucket, but he couldn't quite do it. Healy dribbling over the timeline, harassed by Norlander. Succeeds in dribbling over, but the ball is stolen away by Norlander and stolen back by Tommy Irvin, but the referee calls a foul on Irvin. Tommy a little upset with that call. 55-40, 8:48 left to play. If you're in your rooms right now, you really ought to make it a point to come down and watch the last 8:48. I know it sounds a little trite, but this is quite a ball game out here, and you can see quite a few great individuals as well as what I consider a great team, being a little prejudiced, of course. Tommy Irvin dribbling over the timeline. The foul shot was converted. Dribbling right. Great falls on the floor, but no offensive foul called. Tommy Irvin passes off to Hewitt, back to Irvin. Irvin dribbling right. Dribbles right into the corner. Looking for the jumper, passes to Unterrecker. Unterrecker holds the ball high post to Drummond on the right-hand side. Jumper is good. Bill Drummond played quite a good game so far tonight. He's made quite a few points. We'll give you the official stats at the end of the game. Tommy Irvin knocks the ball away from Great, but a substitution is called. Strangely enough, I don't know why they interrupted play for a substitution for Hewitt. We'll have to check up on that. But it's Harvard ball going right to left. Great on the left-hand side to O'Neal. O'Neal tries to go baseline with a jumper. No good. Rebound by Travers. And he pulls that down viciously. Passing off to Jay Healy. Healy dribbling left. He's harassed by O'Neill, and the ball is called off his hands and into the crowd, and it will be Harvard ball. Great over the timeline to Johnson. Back to Great, back to Johnson. Just passing the ball around against the Williams man-to-man now. They don't understand that Williams is playing man-to-man. Maybe they are. I guess they're playing a zone. We'll have to look at it. They haven't sent anyone through it yet. Norlander to O'Neill. Underneath, bounce past a Great. Layup is good. A fine play by Harvard on that play. Some fine teamwork for a change. 57-43 with 7:28 left to play. Tommy Irvin dribbling over the timeline. Looking for Healy, dribbling, driving through the zone. But he can't find him, and the foul is called on number 20, Jerry O'Neill. Healy was hit from behind, trying to get the pass. And it would appear to be a foul before the shot. He's got one shot coming. It's good. 58-43, and Harvard looks like they're calling another timeout to try and set up probably some sort of pressing strategy with 7:21 left to play. Scott?
Dave, you've said it often enough, and you're right. Williams has stayed with the zone this second half, quite between the zone and the man-to-man. This half, they stayed with the man-to-man. And Harvard, I think, had been coached to expect a zone. They're playing as though it were a zone, trying to pass around, get the open shot quickly as you might against the zone. And as you've said so many times, Dave, on the man-to-man, like the shot we saw where O'Neill gave the ball back to Johnson, who laid it in. A real fine play, and the kind of play you have to make against a man-to-man defense. Get the men cutting to the inside. Get them to cut their man, the man who's guarding them, against someone else to get them for the open layup. If Harvard had been doing this the whole game, the score might not be 58-43 Williams. Maybe they're making that adjustment now. Let's see what happens.
They could make that adjustment as well as several others. I wouldn't be surprised to see them go into a full court press or some sort of a little tighter defense, maybe picking us up at three-quarter court to try and force some errors. Beller inbounding to Norlander. Norlander back to Beller. A long jumper thrown up and in from the right-hand side from about 18 feet out. Full court press. Jay Healy to Tommy Irvin. Irvin trying to break the press. Press passes, but the ball is stolen away by Royer underneath to Norlander. Layup is good. And it's 58-47. Williams only up by 11. Inbounds pass to Jay Healy. Back to Tommy Irvin. Irvin leading Unterrecker down court. Unterrecker underneath to Drummond. Drummond with a turnaround jumper around and in. 60-47. They broke at that time quite successfully and got a layup out of it, which is what you're supposed to do against the press. Beller to Norlander to Johnson. Johnson over to Great. Turnaround jumper high post. No good. Rebound follow by Royer. No good. And there's a foul on Unterrecker. We don't know how many that is on Bill. That's his. We're getting the signal that that's only his second foul. Fortunately, we wouldn't like to lose him with 6:30 left to play. 60-47. Johnson with one shot. It's good. He's a pretty good ball player for a sophomore. He could be all Ivy in a couple years. I wouldn't be surprised. Healy to Tommy Irvin. Irvin dribbling, breaking through the zone. 3-on-2 underneath the Drummond on the left-hand side. Jumper no good. Rebound follow. Travers good. Good offensive boards on that to break the press, getting several layups out of it, and good following through on the board strength for Williams. Harvard's with the press has been depleted underneath the boards. Long jumper by Johnson from the right-hand corner, sort of awkward, but went in. Jay Healy dribbling, trying to fight this press to Tommy Irvin over the timeline. Irvin to Travers, ball knocked away by Johnson on the left-hand side. It will be Williams' ball. It's 62-50, Williams up by 12. Irvin inbounding to Healy, back to Travers, underneath to Unterrecker, fakes once, dribbles once, tied up, and he goes up for the shot, and he is fouled by Johnson. Johnson didn't like that call. He can really get up in the air for a guy who's 6'3". Scott?
Dave, I've been watching basketball for 3 years in this gym. I haven't missed very many games, and I've never seen a ball player who could be potentially as good. And this includes, in my opinion, Jay Healy as Bob Johnson for Harvard. This guy could be a fantastic ball player. He's got all the moves, got all the coordination, and he's got a beautifully soft shot, and he can jump. I think perhaps his coaching may be at fault here. They're not working to him as Williams does work to Jay Healy.
Well, of course, it's hard to work to a sophomore, too. You hate to put your faith in a sophomore, although he does look like quite a ball player. I don't know whether I would go out on a limb and say he was better than Healy myself, but time might tell. Long bomb taken by Beller is missed. The rebound stolen away by Jay Healy. Beller really threw it up there. Unterecker hits the floor for some strange reason. Pass off to Tommy Irvin, but he seems to be all right. Jay Healy over the timeline, dribbling left. Almost stolen away by Norlander, dribbling into the corner. Tries to pass underneath to Drummond as they really sloughed off Healy and went for Drummond, but Healy had a jumper there, didn't take it, and the ball stolen away by Harvard. Long bomb by Royer, and he throws it up and in. It's 64-52, Harvard content to throw up those long bombs, and Norlander called for a backcourt foul on Jay Healy as he's trying to dribble left. Jay should get only one shot. The one and one still not into effect. I don't have the foul statistics, but we should be getting it very shortly. Healy with the shot, just very automatically puts it up and in with not even thinking about the shot. 65-52, Williams up by 13 with 4:55 left to play. Beller on the right-hand side to Royer, another long bomb high off the glass, rebound Unterecker. And a foul is called on Unterecker for pushing off underneath the boards. He was trying to push off. He was trying to get the rebound from Jeff Great, who is considerably his smaller size, standing at only 6'1", but Unterecker, fighting for that rebound, got a little negligent and pushed off. Great with the shot. It's good. It's 65-53. Harvard closing within 12. Long pass to Travers. Travers dribbles once. Back to Healy. Johnson with all arms out there trying to steal the ball. Healy dribbling left. Passes to Tommy Irvin over the timeline. Irvin goes left. Still holds onto the ball down the middle. He's snuffed by Johnson with a layup, and the rebound taken away by Great. It's 65-53. Harvard only down by 12 and coming back. Norlander to Great on the left-hand side. Great to Beller around the periphery of the zone. In the corner to Johnson. Back to Beller. Back to Great to Beller to Johnson. In the right-hand corner, Johnson with a long bomb from the side. Rebound, Irvin. Taken off by Tommy Irvin. Tries a fast break, then slows it up. Healy on the left-hand side, into the left-hand corner. A jumper is knocked away by Johnson, but he calls a foul on the play, and Jay will get two shots. 65-53 with 4:07 left to play in this ball game, and quite an exciting contest it has been. Healy makes the first of two, and he is really automatic the way he steps up there at the line. Doesn't even, hardly even looks at the rim. And the second one is good. 67-53, Williams out in front by 14 with 4:07 left to play. Bobby Beller dribbling over the timeline to Royer. Royer holding the ball high above his head. He likes to shoot from out there, about 25 feet out, to Norlander. So you never know when they're going to throw one up, and Beller does on the right-hand side. A long bomb, no good, rebound, Unterecker off to Tommy Irvin. Tommy Irvin to Bill Drummond. Drummond over the timeline, back to Tommy Irvin. Irvin on the left-hand side, dribbling around to Travers. Travers holds the ball high over his head, back to Irvin, coming right to Healy. Healy fakes left, dribbles, passes off to Irvin. The ball almost stolen away by Royer, and it's knocked out of bounds off his leg. He couldn't quite control it. Inbounds pass, Unterecker. Backcourt to Irvin. Irvin dribbling over the timeline to Unterecker, setting up a very high post. Irvin trying to go baseline, passes underneath to Drummond. With the jumper, no good, rebound follow, Unterecker, good. Nice play by Bill Unterecker, good second effort. 69-53, Williams out in front by 16 with 3:13 left to play. Long bomb by Royer, off the glass, around, and rebound fought for between Travers and Great, who can get up in the air. And it seems to be a jump ball between Travers and Great. In for Harvard, we have a substitution. It would appear to be number 20, Jerry O'Neill. The jump controlled by Williams, of particularly Unterecker, as he knocks the ball, Travers knocks the ball to Unterecker. Tommy Irvin to Jay Healy on the left-hand side, holding the ball high above his head. Healy coming back to the center of court, dribbling down in the right corner, looking for Unterecker, and the ball is knocked away and seemed to hit the basket overhanging the court on the right-hand side and went out of bounds. 69-53 with 2:51 left to play. Norlander over the timeline to Great to Norlander. Decides to take a long jumper from the top of the key, and it's good. 18 feet out. Harvard has quite a few long bombers on this squad. Not much of an offense, but quite a few shooters. Travers over the timeline, dribbling around, passes off to Tommy Irvin. Irvin dribbling to the left, down the lane, bounce pass underneath to Drummond. The shot is snuffed by Royer. It looked like a goaltending, long fast break by Norlander. Fakes the shot once and the ball goes off the rim on the shot. It's fought for between great Norlander and several other Harvard players. In the corner to O'Neal, a great long jumper, no good, rebound, followed by Royer, no good, and pushing off. It would appear to be on Royer. We're going the other way. Jay Healy will have a shot. 69-55, Williams up by 14 with 2:11 left to play. Williams so far looking pretty good right now with a 14-point lead and only 2 minutes and 11 seconds left to play in our home gym. Scott?
Dave, you don't often knock the referees when you're ahead, but even as an avid Williams fan, I can't help seeing that perhaps the men in the striped shirts tonight are influenced by this large crowd. Now, Williams is ahead by 14 points, and I don't think they're influenced 14 points worth, but there have been several instances, especially here late in the second half, and I believe the refs have been showing certain homing tendencies. In all fairness, I have to say that. I'm not sure that they're unaffected by the large crowd.
Well, I agree. I think on the whole, the refs might have been slightly homers, but the last foul in particular, I thought was a pushing off foul on Royer. I thought it was rather blatant myself. And I do think Healy deserves the shot. Royer was definitely pushing off underneath, as far as my eyes could tell. The Williams fans are getting a bit carried away now. They're calling out, "We won Princeton." I don't know whether we're ready for Joe Heiser and Chris Tomford yet, but give us a few more games and anything can happen up here in LaSalle Gymnasium. Coach Shaw giving the boys a final pep talk with 2 minutes and 11 seconds left to play. 69-55, Williams out in front very comfortably by 14 points. With several foul shots on is the one and one in effect. We're not, yes it is, it's into effect, and Jay would like to cash in on it, and he does. He makes the first, he's got another. And it's good. Healy gives the old okay sign after making both fouls, although limping quite visibly now. Really, his knee is bothering him, but he's got several weeks, he figures, to rest up before the onslaught of the season, so he wanted to give it his all tonight. In the corner to number 22, a new player in the ball game for Harvard, William McBride. He's a sophomore, and I have been told he's a pretty good ball player. Also, Eric Gustafson is in the ball game, and James Griswold. Griswold is a senior on the ball club. The ball taken by Williams. Irvin to Travers, cutting through the zone of the man-to-man. The rebound on the shot missed by Unterrecker, and he goes up with it, and it's no good, and there's a foul. And it would appear to be on number 22, McBride, who sort of signals, "Who me?" And it was him, all right. 71-55, Williams starting to open up quite a lead here, and the referees are calling a few fouls. Unterrecker's got two shots. The first of two is around and out. He's got another. And it's good. 72-55, Williams out in front by 17 points with 1:37 left to play in the ball game. McBride, Gustafson to McBride, back to Gustafson, to Griswold to Beller, in the corner to O'Neal. O'Neal looking baseline, decides to come back out to Griswold, who also takes a long jumper. They like to shoot from way out. Bill Drummond on the rebound. Drummond off to Jay Healy. Healy dribbling over the timeline, passes to Tommy Irvin, back to Healy. Back to Tommy Irvin. Irvin fakes once, goes into the man-to-man, comes back out with the ball, pass off to Healy, back to Irvin. Irvin dribbling right in the corner to Unterrecker. Unterrecker with the jumpers, around and no good, rebound by Griswold. Griswold off to Gustafson. Gustafson down court to Beller. Beller decides to go through the zone with a hook shot. It's no good, and he was fouled by Bill Drummond. It looked like Beller was playing in a 4-on-4 game there and decided, well, I don't want to take this 10-foot shot and make it. I'd rather go in and make the drive and see what I can do as some sort of a fancy move. And that's exactly what he did, and the ball didn't go in the basket. Jay Healy coming out of the ball game and getting quite an ovation by the fans, who have already given him a standing O when he got injured, so I guess they're a little tired of standing ovations. It's 72-55. Williams up by 17 points with 52 seconds left to play in this ball game. Jay did have 20 tonight. It's glad to see him get his usual 20 or 22. He's averaging about 23 on the season. Unterrecker comes out of the ball game, and he gets a standing O and a great handshake by Healy. Quite a happy crew right down in front of us here in the bench. Feller's got a couple of foul shots coming to him. And it goes in the bucket.
24 points, Unterrecker.
Unterrecker had 24 points, and I didn't realize he had scored so many tonight. Tommy Irvin over the timeline. Unterrecker is averaging about 20 points a game this year also. We've got a prolific attack, five-man all the way. We don't depend on any one person, although we do have an outstanding individual in Jay Healy. Margraf in the ball game as well as Hewitt to Irvin at the foul line. Irvin with the jumper is in. And Tommy Irvin cans a few points to pad his scoring. 74-57 in the corner. Griswold, no good. Rebound Drummond, and it's stolen away by number 22. We'll catch his name, Gustafson. And he misses the shot, and the rebound taken by Margraf. An offensive foul is called on Margraf. And he dribbled right into Beller, and it will be Harvard ball. With 13 seconds left to play, and Williams, we might add, is running away in this ball game now. Inbounds pass to Gustafson to O'Neal from the corner is good. Margraf, the fans are chanting out the number of seconds left to Drummond, and Drummond is called for the foul. The foul is called on Griswold, and Bill Drummond will get a several shots with 2 seconds left to play. Drummond really threw the ball up at the basket, thinking time was out. He's got a couple shots, and it's a 1-1. The referee did not call out a shot, even though it did sort of angle in toward the basket, and it's missed. The rebound taken by Hershey, and it goes around and out, no good. And Williams has won a good ball game here tonight, 74-59. Coach Wilson comes over and shakes the hand of Coach Shaw, seemingly unaffected by this loss. The rest of the team sort of wanders off into the distance. Scott, a few comments?
We saw a good team play a good bunch of ball players tonight, as the pregame and the halftime talks you had with the Harvard man indicated. Harvard has some very good basketball players who don't play together very well. Williams has perhaps not as good overall players, but they play together very well. Coach Shaw has put together a team this year, I think, which works together, plays together, and has the spark plug in Jay Healy to get it moving. Coming off a 74-59 win like this, you have to be impressed with Williams' chances to make a real season out of it. One thing that impresses me much over last year is that the Williams forwards, in this case Travers, Unterrecker, and Drummond, are hustling, never quitting, never giving up. When Williams was behind early in the game and when their lead was threatened at the beginning of the second half, a team can go flat. The three forwards especially, and of course with Healy and Irvin driving outside, the team kept going, never quit. Harvard used approximately 10 or 12 players in a ball game. Williams used a total of only 8, and 5 of those went 90% of the way. And Williams looked fresh there, running at the end as they did in the beginning. Williams has a team that's in good shape. They have a team that could go all the way this year undefeated. However, in basketball, nothing can be taken for granted.
Thanks, Scott. We'll take a 1-minute break, and then we'll be back with the statistics at LaSalle Gymnasium and a closing comment from our interested observer from Harvard.
This is WCFM Williamstown.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Doesn't television stretch the imagination?
Up to 21 inches, yeah.
We're back here at LaSalle Gymnasium. Dave Snyman along with Scott Paste and Mike Aaron, a Harvard undergraduate. Mike, do you have a few comments about the game?
Well, Dave, I've got to admit, Williams was very impressive, particularly Healy and Unterrecker, who looked like real ball players to me. If I may go out on a limb, I would say that Williams could probably beat 5 or 6 Ivy League teams in this gym. I haven't seen them outside of these narrow confines here. The story might be a little bit different in the Palestra. But Williams was very good. Harvard played one of its poorer games, but this seems to be the trend this season. So my hopes aren't too high at the moment.
Thank you, Mike. I haven't seen too many Ivy League teams so far this year, although, of course, Princeton's in the Ivy League, and they're in the top 10. I don't think we could give them
they
much
were
of a game
of the two
here.
I wasn't counting.
But just out of curiosity, what is the other team? Yale?
Cornell.
What about Columbia with 7-foot Dave Newmark?
Dave Newmark is another one of the nondescript 7-footers, in my opinion. He can't do too much. He's a little bit better than Mr. Wykowski here tonight, but he's not Lou Alcindor.
Well, that's nice to hear. We don't have two Lou Alcindors on the front. Scott, do we have a few statistics?
Yes, quickly, Dave. Doing the scoring for Harvard, it was Royer with 10, all of them from the floor. Bob Johnson with 11 points, five field goals and a foul shot. And Wykowski ended up with 10 points, four field goals and two foul shots. For Williams, Bill Drummond had 12 points, five field goals, two foul shots. Tommy Irvin had four field goals for 8 points. Bill Enerecker was high with 24 points. He had six field goals and 12 foul shots. Jay Healy was right behind him with 20 points. He had five field goals and 10 points. Dick Travers, who played a very good defensive game, for which he is noted, still managed to pop in 6 points on three field goals. Hewitt had 2 points on a field goal. Knox, 2 points on a field goal. The big rebounders in the game was pretty well spread around with Drummond, Unterrecker, and Travers, the three men up front, getting seven apiece. Williams shot 22 for 56 on the night for 39%. We don't have statistics on Harvard, but they started bombing from the outside, and I'm sure their shooting percentage was poorer than that of Williams. Those are the statistics, Dave. When are we on the air next?
Good question, Scott. I think it's actually after the winter session. I believe, as a matter of fact, it's either Springfield or Amherst away. Of course, Williams has a very good scheduling personnel, and they've managed to schedule a game during midwinter recess with Amherst, a big game at Amherst, which doesn't make much sense, but then that's basketball, I guess. We play Springfield here, I've been told, by Poncho, the ever-present statistician and sports editor of the Record, that we play Springfield here the 30th. I presume that will be the next time we're back on the air, and that should be quite a ball game. Springfield usually has a pretty good ball club. All the rest of the games during the month of January are away. This is the last game except for the New York Athletic Club, which is sort of a semi-official event, which will occur December 22nd. So anyone who's in the vicinity of New York City and would like to see the boys in action once more before Christmas can make it on down to the New York Athletic Club, and you might be in for a treat. I guess that about wraps it up here tonight. We can say it was a great team against some good individuals. I think that sort of sums up the game. Williams is running a tremendous team offense, and I'll go out on my limb, as I have already, and say that I think we're going to be 18-0 this year. We have a few tough road games and a few tough home games, but this was one of them, and we certainly came through with flying colors. That about wraps it up. This is Dave Snyman for Scott Paste, along with Gene Bauer, our statistician, and Mike Aaron, friend and Harvard undergraduate, saying so long for now.
You have been listening to the last regularly scheduled broadcast of the 1967 programming season, the varsity basketball game between the Eifmen of Williams and the Hoopers of Harvard College.